Taylor Wallace here. I'm in Studio 1A, and I am nowhere near alone. I am joined with a sold-out concert club. And we're all here supporting Austin's own, the one and only, the wild-haired one, Ty Richards. Ty, thank you so much for being back here in Studio 1A.
It's good to be here. We're going to play some new songs for you. We've got an album coming out tomorrow. It's called Welcome to Flat Earth, and the song is called Merry-Go-Round.
Austin's Ty Richards here in Studio 1A for a special KUTX After Hours presented by Odell Brewing Company. We've got our awesome concert club here with us, and we're talking about Ty's new album. It comes out tomorrow. It's his sophomore album. It's called Welcome to Flat Earth, and there's a release show attached to it. It's at Mosaic Sound Collective off on the east side of Austin. And Ty, hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. So, can you introduce us to these fine gentlemen behind you?
Yeah, this is my... I don't know. I was successfully found three guys that are way better and way nerdier than I am. And I thought I was pretty nerdy. We've got Andy Nolte on the space station. He's playing 1,000 keyboards and 1,000 guitars. Yeah, all at the same time. We've got Gary Franklin here on the drums. And we've got Jason DeQueer right here on bass. And synth bass. The only requirement was that everyone in my band has to be able to play synthesizers. This next album is, there's so much stuff going on, so.
Yeah, well, so speaking of the new album, it's Welcome to Flat Earth, which I know you and I had talked before sent you down a weird rabbit hole of YouTube videos for a while. But you've got, it's the new songs are dancing to a different groove than the first album, but they're all still at the Ty Richards dance party. You've pulled out a couple new toys out of your box. And would it be fair to say that you've kind of dialed back the psych a little bit to make way for funk and some other sounds?
Yeah, there's a good mix. I mean, I was listening to a lot of Devo. This album to me is like a mix between Devo and Queens of the Stone Age or something. It's like if a metalhead played synthesizers.
Someone who spends a lot of time in the arcade.
Yeah, it's a very 8-bit sounding record. Everything kind of has a very like nostalgic Nintendo kind of vibe to it.
Which I would like to point out was not totally absent from your first album.
Yeah, there's little pieces of that, little chunks of that in there.
And so speaking of your first album, let's go back in time a little bit to about a year ago, you and I were sitting in the same room on a Thursday, and an assuming Thursday, and we were chatting about your first record, and we had featured it for Song of the Day, and we were sitting here, and you blew our minds so much. We made you our Artist of the Month. We've kicked it with you several times, and you've been picked up all over the country. I mean, the album blew up. How has your life changed in the last year?
Yeah, I was not expecting any of that. You know, yeah, I got picked up by 60-something stations.
Deservedly
around.
So, by the way.
It was surprising. So I just put my best foot forward and kind of hoped that it worked out, and some of it did. Yeah, it's been a huge learning experience because I've been playing music my whole life, mm-hmm. but, you know, I've never, I feel like I've never really done it right until that album, so.
Well, and so the success of that first album, how did that allow you to pivot? And there are a lot more freedoms, we'll say, a lot more toys and games going on, like I said, in this next album. So how did the success of that lead to the freedom of doing this album?
Yeah, it's a really different album. I mean, it took me more than 2 years to make the first album. And with this record, I made the whole thing start to finish in 3 months.
Wow.
And so I bought a tape machine and recorded it all straight to tape. And... yeah, I didn't know how to use a tape machine when I started this record. And now I kind of know how to use a tape machine. It's kind of funny. So, yeah, I just did it all straight to tape and just started plugging stuff into it and going. And next thing I know, like 3 months later, it was done.
With the thousand synths. Excellent. Yeah. We're here in Studio 1A talking to Ty Richards about his new album, Welcome to Flat Earth. It comes out tomorrow. And there's a release show attached to that at Mosaic Sound Collective. And for those who don't know where that is way off on the east side and way away from downtown. Ty, can we get another song?
Yeah. Hey, I want to note, we've got some really awesome street artists that are going to be out there too tomorrow. It's going to be... got a couple guys on my record label and the Cuckoos and James Cook and then Blue Dozen Collective, awesome painters.
Awesome.
Oh,
Richards here in Studio 1A. That was a new song from his album, Welcome to Flat Earth. It comes out tomorrow, and if you really dig what you've been hearing, and I can't imagine you don't, you can go check out the release show tomorrow night at Mosaic Sound Collective. That's at 6400 FM 969. And Ty, can you reiterate all of that great, all the other great stuff and the other great people who'll be joining you tomorrow?
Yeah, so I've got an awesome guy, James Cook. He's actually, I just finished producing a record for him on my record label, Tremolo Records. It'll be out probably in a few months. He's going to be out there playing. You got to see James Cook. He's the next big thing. The Cuckoos, I love the Cuckoos. They're amazing. They're playing too. And then Blue Dozen Collective. There's about five different street artists that are coming out. My buddy Aaron Darling and his whole gang of awesome, just crazy street artists. They're doing live painting. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's tomorrow night at Mosaic Sound Collective.
The whole party there.
420.
Well, just today's Studio 1A.
That's the date of tomorrow. That's tomorrow's date.
It's April 20th.
It happens to be, which also happens to be Earth, the weekend of Earth Day. And it's Welcome to Flat Earth. So it's like Flat Earth Day, I guess.
Thank you for connecting all those dots. Oh my gosh. Today's KUTX After Hours, presented by Odell Brewing Company, was mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Joel Chadwick. Our multimedia crew today is led by Julia Reese and Gabriel Perez. And our incredible Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I would like to give a special shout out to one woman who could not be here tonight, but if she was, she'd be right here in the middle of the row. Your wonderful wife, Emily, who is homesick tonight, which is unfortunate.
I love you, Emily.
These guys in Studio 1A are going to keep rocking. You'll be able to check out our interview, the songs you've heard, and some bonus songs coming up soon at KUTX.org. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.